impact on achilas basar b'chalav, as we saw, that basar b'chalav with the rice is only aser derech bishul. Yesterday we discussed, what about sli, what about tigun, both controversial, what is not derech bishul for sure, so kavash or m'liach kiroseach, that we saw. So in Sivav, just skipping ahead a little bit, we see something called Mu'ushan. Ha-Mu'ushan is the quote of the Rambam. Ha-Mu'ushan ha-Mu'ushan b'chami Tveria ein lokin olof. Who cares? We're giving Malkus nowadays. Why is this in Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi Yosef Karo didn't give Malkus. So what is this? What's it doing here? Maybe he didn't give Malkus a second. He got smicha to give Malkus. Okay, the Chevra making a comment. They gave smicha not to make new dinner. They gave smicha to give Malkus for the Moranos. They should be chayve krisus shaloku potcher with their krisusa. But they didn't give Malkus a basa b'cholof in Rabbi Yosef Karo's time. So what's he saying? Lokan, hey Lokan, what's going on over here? She don't find Lokan in Shulchan Aruch. Why is it relevant? So one could say that the reason it's a Zayn Lokan is because it means it's Dirabonim. So what? Who cares? Some say Apostle Yedus and not Apostle Yedus. And more likely, the question is whether it's Asa Bahano or not. Because we saw in the Ramah that in Asa in the Torah is Muta Bahano. Unless you think that only the Ramah made it up. No. The Mechaber says the same thing. The Ramah didn't make it up. And so that's why he says Ein Lokan. That's what some suggest. It's only Midi Rabbanan. Why is it only Midi Rabbanan? Why? So it all depends a little bit on what it's based upon. So if you look in the sources of Mu'ushan, let's take for example the Gura. The Gura always gives good sources. The Gura is over here in Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Yushalmi. Rabbanan the case in Sha'ul and Mu'ushan Ma'u Shiebo Mishum Tavshile Shabbos. Ma'u Shiebo Shum Basa B'cholof. So it's an unresolved question. Rabbi Issa, if that's the case, it's the Ein Lokan because of Suffolk, but Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, it would be also Bahano. Yes?
Wouldn't the Rambam have said Pater then, because the Rambam holds Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra is Darabana?
It doesn't say every single Locha. It means that it could be Mishum Suffolk. It could be. Abel says the Gra. The Perigzayan the Shabbos, Hatzolev, Hametagin, Hasholek, Hamashin, Kulu Mishum Vashim. Yim Kain, who are then in the Basa B'cholof, Pre-Chodesh. So Pre-Chodesh passes against the Mechaber. Pre-Chodesh is although it's unresolved in the Yerushalmi in the Dorim, it's resolved in the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, you would get Malkus. That's a Pre-Chodesh. Fine. The question, of course, becomes, what exactly does the word Kovush, Mu'ushan mean? What do the words mean? What's Mu'ushan? So we saw, if you recall, a Prisha. Those of you who have the Turuk, look on the bottom. In the Prisha, he tells you what the word Mu'ushan means. Okay? Those who have the Prisha should look on the bottom of the Torah, should look inside. I have the Bari Shulchan in front of me. In Sivkot 9 days, he also tells you what's Mu'ushan. He quotes over here, Os Kufla Mites. He says, Prisha. Alright, there's one Shavas. Shesharu Basar B'cholov B'chakach Tolu Oso B'oshan. You took a piece of meat, you soaked it in milk, and you hang it in smoke. It's not smoked meat. So Mechaba says, there's no malchus, it's a mesupak. That's one also be suffik, even bahano, speak of the rice. That's what he passes like this. Fine, this is a biyur, be about a shulchan, sivkot, and iron base. Some say that mushin is vare kibishul. That's the prechodesh, which we saw. That's one pshat, Rabbi Osai. One pshat. But, there's another pshat. Another pshat. What other pshat is there besides this? The other pshat is that the smoke was used as the source of heat. The smoke was used as the source of heat, then this itself is considered to be in the category of emotion. That's big, if you want to look, if you have the Bari Shulchan in front of you, the first wide line on page Tezayin, preaches the second shot. Shabbos of the cholov shabekdera nischamamu ayidei ha'osha. By the kain is bashal abasa betocha cholof. In other words, it's mamish in the meat is submerged into milk, but the source of heat that got the milk to be atzel lettuce mode to start doing the cooking process happens to be smoke. Some say, come on, what kind of shayla is that? Who cares how the water got hot? Yeah, I'm sorry. Radiator, interesting. A radiator is not ocean. A radiator is not ocean at all. It's just hot water. Ocean means smoke. Somehow smoke, the source of your radiator is a regular old-fashioned fire in the basement. So that's what we spoke about. It's about steam jacket and kettle. Both that, is that considered ocean or not? It's steam, but it's not smoke. Steam and smoke are two different things. So I wanted to suggest it's the same. It could be steam is smoke is different. I'll just tell you, you'll figure out yourself what steam and what smoke, and therefore it may not be in that category. It's interesting that, well, let's go take one step at a time. It's a machloek is what the word ma'ushan means. Some say, as I said before, it's you take the meat and you soak it in milk and you hang it over the smoke and it smokes the meat. And some say, no, it's submerged in milk, but the source of the heat is smoke. It's interesting that the biurim of the Bari HaShulchan asks a kasha. It's a kasha in Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan paskins, tzli is not kibishin. Yet the Aruch HaShulchan learns pshat in Me'ushan, this pshat of the Prisha, that you soak the meat in milk and you hang it over the smoke. Frek de biurim rebbeinu shalom. How is that more chayav than tzli? How can that be more chayav than tzli? If tzli is potter, it should certainly be potter. The way to answer the Chashulchan we thought is suggested. No, since you soak the entire piece of meat in milk, so there's loads of milk which has been absorbed by the meat. Then you hang it over a fire. It looks like tzli, but it's really a semi-bishul, because tzli is all dry, except a little. Every piece of meat has some naturally occurring liquid in it, but that doesn't count. But you add it, who knows? I'm not an expert in cooking, but it could be if you take meat, some nice, soft roast you pay a lot of money for sukkahs, and you soak it in a whole bunch of, you pour a gallon of milk, and you soak it into the, and you leave the meat, chas v'shalom, do something, but let's say someone does something, and soaks the meat for an hour, I don't know, in that milk, it wouldn't surprise me if when you pull the meat out, there's less milk than a significant amount of milk, but a few ounces of milk were absorbed into that meat. So when you hang it over smoke, that may have a status of bishul, because it's the meat and the milk which is absorbed in it. Not the same as regular dried tzli. That's how I want to try to answer this kasha, but he asks the kasha against Aruch HaShulchan, he has a tzorachin, and I thought that what we said made some sense. Although it's interesting, Prichodesh himself proves that this, from the Sav Gamushim, that Sli must be the rice. Obviously, Prichodesh didn't hold for my svar, and neither did Bala Biurim, but the Aruch HaShulchan may have held that svar. It's more than Sli. It's somewhat comparable to Bishul, because it's absorbed so much milk before you started heating it up. Fine. This is what we suggested, the two pshatim in the prisha. But the big question is, do we say that the second pshat? I said that some people think it's ridiculous. The second pshat. Who cares how the water got heated, the milk got heated up? It's hot milk. I don't care. It comes from steam. That's what some don't like that shot. But if you take that one step further, another question is, I will read you again from the viewer. It's a chadre deya. If the ocean is yatso lettuce bo, no shayla b'chlal, basa b'chol. Who cares if it's ocean? What's the difference? Who cares? The shayla in the Gemara is, kagon sha ocean eino cham, Ela poel levashela basar de charifuso, Rabosai. That means it's smoked, not by the heat of the smoke, but by its sharpness. By its sharpness. Then it could be held that Sli is Bishul, okay. But over here, it's not Sli from a fire, it's not less than Yasa Lettuce Bowl. That's the Shah. That's a nice pshat. Called his pshat, if you smoke something in smoke which is more than Yasa Lettuce Bowl, then there's no Kulas of Mu'usha. It's an Afkamina Nichols Kashrus in Bishul Akum. Someone said it's smoked fish, so it's no problem. Smoked meat, no problem. It's only smoke. It's Mu'usha, it's a stuff which is not resolved by the Rabbanus with Mekel. But to say no, if the smoke is hot, that's not the smoke that we're discussing over here. That's an interesting shayla. What's also interesting is we have a right to equate Shabbos with Basar B'Cholov. The Prima Chodesh said yes, and therefore, although the Yerushalmi is unresolved in the Dorim, since it's resolved in Shabbos L'Chumra, so he's Machmeh for sure, said he would be in fact Loke on Me'ushan by Basar B'Cholov, that's the sheet of the Prima Chodesh. Okay? Fine. This leads us to the next line, next words, I should say, in the Shulchan Aruch. Hamavushal. Hamavushal Bechame Tveria. Mavushal Bechame Tveria. Chame Tveria. Lavdaka Tveria. It means hot springs. The Gemara has Masech to Shabbos, Tachlam and Tessim and Aleph. Got cooks on Shabbos Bechame Tveria. It's a Shaila. You pass it, it's Potter. Because Chame Tveria is not coming from a typical fire. It says Eishel Gehenna makes it hot, which probably means geothermal heat. It's not the regular fire that we have. It occurs naturally. The same as Bishul Bechama is also a fire, but doesn't count because it occurs in the world naturally. And therefore, it's Potter on Shabbos. It's Potter on Basar B'Cholov as well. Is it also a Sveika D'Oraisa like Me'usha? That's what it sounds like. Rambam put them together. Hamushan and Hamushan B'chamei Tveria and Logan. It sounds like it would be again a suffek, and therefore it would be also b'hanoah. And as a suffek, he says the rice. Others say no. Come on, not bishul at all. It's only aser midrabbanan. It'll be mutter b'hanoah. That makes sense to me. That's what the Prichodesh says. But the truth to tell, the lashon of the mechaber doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound that way. What about a microwave? A microwave? So we have a fascinating dispute about a microwave. The Urim, the Bali HaShulchan, Yesh Lachem, the sound of microgal. A recent invention, he says it. What's it then? There's nothing is hot except for the food. It works through magic, huh? What does he say? He thinks it's more kal. It's more kal than Chame Tveria. Chame Tveria is also with the Rabbanon. He thinks the microwave may be absolutely mutter to cook, he suggests, because nothing's hot. There's no heat source. Only the food gets hot. Rav Moshe, by contrast, suggests no. And since microwave is so common nowadays, we should treat it as bishul mamish, and therefore, if it heats up in the microwave, it might be also with D'Oraisa. You get Malkus. I mean, Rav Moshe didn't get Malkus either. But in theory, so you can have one extreme to the other as far as microwaves are concerned. Since we're speaking, Rav Osai, about the comparison of Bashal B'Cholov to Shabbos, yes, I'm sorry, Shaul.
According to the Bali HaShulchan, if you cook meat and milk in a microwave, you'd be able to eat it. And you're not over the
Isser Mishal. You can't even have a sandwich, but you don't cook it all together. So you can't.
It's
the Rabbanon, yeah. Rabbosai, take a look at the very beginning of the Siman, back to Sif Aleph. Siman Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph. If you have what I have, a Gilead Marasha, on the word Echad Le'isr Bishul, I'm on the first line. That's Gilead Marasha. U'bososh in his Bashal Luchudei, V'gam Cholam Uvushul, Osir Achakach Levashlam Yachad. For lo armina and bay and bishul achabishul, zeh rak b'shabbos. What does that mean? You cook the meat separately, you cook the milk separately, and you put them together for the first time. That is asim d'oraisa. It's the first time that the meat and milk are cooked together. But continue the yamashah. Umiyu b'kfon espashlu yachad. You already cooked the milk and the meat together. For rotzel levashlam shemus. And cook them again. Sounds a little in the prima godim. This shari. There's no ein bishul acha bishul in this kind of a sense, but they're already cooked together as one. This is an important distinction in the Gilyon Ma'asheh, the very beginning of Simen Pei Zayin. Very, very, very important. Okay? Does everyone agree to this? No. No. The heter bishul acha bishul is like Shabbos, ein bishul acha bishul. Some say that yesh bishul acha bishul. Yeah. Yesh bishul acha bishul. I Shabbos is potter. Look, Chamei Tveria. But the one shall Chamei Tveria would be a sub of the Raisa, even though when it comes to Shabbos, it's not. Here too, we could argue. Maybe Bishul Acha Bishul. Where do you find this? In the Pischei Tshuva. Open, if you will, to the Pischei Tshuva, end of Simchat and Vav. See what it says. End of Simchat and Vav. Writes as follows. It says as follows: Ner kroizel ladika b'yadayim yeshlocha shel mevashel basa b'cholof shatiba shel svivos hashalavas mishpashalas v'after inyan Shabbos lo koshet bishul and why p'dum the ein bishul acha bishul inyan basa b'cholof efshar da have bishul. Maybe it is bishul rabosai. He's not so sure. Tell you, so you did by Shabbos. Because it has some kind of a tickle, but it comes to bishul. Even there is bishul, acha bishul, so it suggests in the Pischei Tshuva. End of sif koton vav. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Okay. The poskim say, the Yad Yehuda says, what will happen, Rabbi Osai? I have as follows. I have a liquid. And the liquid, Rabosai, was Nebuch, Rachmanis, and this liquid. It's Basar B'chol of Mamish. They took meat, cooked it in milk, and I have this meaty milk. Ooh. Now it cooled down. Put it in the fridge. Now I want to heat it up again. So you'll say, oh, in Hilchos Shabbos we learned, Yesh Bishlach HaBishl B'davolach. See here too? He says, nah, you're putting me on. That's a special thing by Shabbos when it comes to what? The Basar B'cholov says this arba watamin, the tastes got mixed in together already. So then we say that ain bishul acha bishul, even though it was cooled down in the interim. Ad kan rabosai, a quick chazara on Simen Pei Zayin Sif Aleph. We touched a little bit about Vav, but today we have to get, if we can, to Gimel and then try to finish up with Vav. If we can, so the first half of Pei Zayin, the first half, there are 11 sifrim, so the to get to Vav, that's already more than half. So, you know, skip a few, but it doesn't matter. Let's just sit Gimel now, okay? I'm going quickly. I'm assuming the people know this already. It's just a brief chazar. Okay, so now I have to discuss the one Iyun topic of today. It's only one. It's the famous Nekuda Neflo. Everything else is fairly straightforward. The Nekuda Neflo requires careful examination. It starts in Siv Gimel. In Siv Gimel, it says that the only time we have Basar B'cholov, based on the Mefurash Mishnah, is Bsar Behemah Tahora, Chalav Behemah Tahora. But if it's Tomei, if it's pig, a pig's milk, then there's no din of Basar B'cholov. I had to answer anyway, because it's pig. Yeah, but Mutter B'bishul, Uvahano. So says the Mechaber in Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Gimel. Comes the Dogel Merivava with a major Shiloh. You can either see it in two places. Either the Dogel Mervava, which you may have on the side, or on the Otzim Mefarsh, as I have it, or the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva Sivkot and Vav quotes the Dogel Mervava. See either place. Let's read together. Upsar Nevela, V'chein Chelev, Osu Levasho B'cholov Min HaTorah, V'lok Al Bishula, Aval Bachila, Ein Bo Isim Basu B'cholov, Kozim Mavul B'Rambam, Perek Test, Macholas Asuris, Halacha Vav. What do we see? Issa Bishul, yes. Issa Achila, over and above Chazer, over and above Nevela, rather. No, ain't Issa Chalalis. Om nom him who also bahano, ain't a mavua bedirvi haramma. It's not klar in Hilchos Macholos Asuris. Al the pirish of Mishnayas, Mishnayas, Krisis, Perk Shlishi, Mishnadal, the Mishnay Yeshoch Achilachas. Mavua sham baramma, bedirvi haramma, she ain't a also bahano. Ayin Shah, what do you call over here? Benekuda hanifla, Shabir Shah. Anyone, any lambda knows, he said, with the kura and the fly, that's what he means. Doesn't mean it. All, to my knowledge, all of Shas and Poskim. Yes, anyway, the kura and the fly, oh, you mean the Rambam and Pirishim and Shas and Krisis. So that's what it means. I don't know if that expression is used anywhere else. I mean, it should be used in many other places. But the Rambam made it famous. I'm not sure what the Arabic is, but everyone knows it's the kura and the fly. I think even Rabbi Kappa has the same term, if I'm not mistaken, the kura and the fly. So, what is in the Kudah? What exactly is in the Kudah for? What did he say there? He said there, it's Eina Asu Mahana. Why? Who remembers what he said? Why? Why not? So we had a big fight, why not? Let me read it to you from the inside. The Rambam is in Hilchos Macholas Asuras. He said, Eina Mavur. See, you can't tell whether you're Asu Mahana, Perek Tes Halach Avav. We'll see what it says. If you can tell or can't tell, the Rambam writes Perek Tes Halacha Vav in Macholas Asuras. He says as follows: Hamavashel Psar Mesa Nevela Ochelav V'Chayotzeben B'Cholav Loke Al Bishulo Ve'Eino Loke Al Achilasu B'Shem Basa B'Cholav. Shenisa basa becholov chal al isa nevela al isa chelov. Sheinkan lo isa koilil lo isa moisif lo isa basachas. Those are the three that break the rules of einisa chal isa. You'll ask me a question. Why didn't the Rambam discuss? Is there malchus hanano? Who knows the best answer? The best answer.
There's never
malchus hanano. The best answer of all. There's never, ever, ever malchus hanano. If you look at the Rambam Perek Test, the beginning of the Perek. By the way, if you have an Ozbar, you can probably see it in the back. I'm just reading, I don't have time to flip there now, but you can see it. In Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Basa B'chalav Asa L'Vashla, Basa L'Ochla Min HaTorah, Basa B'Hanoyah. That's Halacha Aleph. This is a person, is cooks, is like it. Eats, is like it. What's clear in Rambam? I mean, it's such a clear application. No, Rabbi said what? Hanoah, what? Not like it. I'm doing it in his Chalis. There's never any Malkos on Hanoah. You want to know why? Why, Taka, why? Why not? So the real answer is, it's not Mefurish Bekra. That was a famous rule. Look at Malchus Mefurish Bekra. Hano is not Mefurish Bekra, and if it is, never Malchus. There's never Malchus going to Rambam in Basa B'Cholof. Never. Doesn't exist. Okay, put that in the back of your head. Now we come, Rabosai, to the Lecha Mishnah, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav. He asks the Kasha. He says, no, he's a Kolel, right? Kolel means more objects. Moisif means more people, whatever it may be. And Toma, Va'ik Yisra Moisif, then he tos up Yisra Hanoh, the came into Bishlul B'cholav, Yisra Afilu B'Hanoh. And Tosis Kuf Aleph had this Kasha, M'chasech T'chulin. Okay? And what did they say? They said, no. They deny the fact, Yisra Hanoh is not Yisra Moisif. Very nice. No one chances to say if it is or isn't. Torah says it's not. Yisra Moisif is other areas which we spoke about, if you recall, and I'm not going to those various other exceptions. Yisra Hanoh is not an Yisra Moisif. Fine, very good. The problem is against the Rambam. Sov Perek Yudalad in Macholas Asuris, Rambam himself says, Yisra Hanoh is an Yisra Moisif. What does it say over there? It says like this, if you're makdish something, so the chalev is also b'ano, and once it's also b'ano, no sefal of isa kodshim. What's going on? So he obviously has isa da, isa mosif, klar. So the question becomes, why when it comes to basa b'cholav, don't we say isa ano is considered to be mosif? Zok the lecha mishnah, no. Here by isa ano, there's no lav. He said halacha base. For lo loki ale elisura bialma, right? Came in the after achmana b'im eino inyan. That's not called beforesh b'kra. Him came lo armino and migu di tosif be'isur ano. Nosif alav isur achila. The basa b'chalav davi lav gomer v'ika malchus. Only the time he say mosif is where it's chomer like kutshim, etc., etc. Beautiful answer to the lecha mishnah. Only one problem. What's the problem? I'm sorry. It's against the Rambam. Great answer. But he's playing the Rambam. Rabbim said a whole different answer. In the Kula on the floor, Rabbim says the reason why we don't call it Mosif is because the Iser Hanah is not independent. It stems from the Iser Achila. Where do we find that Iser Hanah stems from an Iser Achila? I don't have time to show you something more on Chulin. The main thing is a Pesachim. We're in the second parak. Lo socha, lo yocha, lo sochlu. What it means is what? Echad Iser Achila Chesanah. Rabbi Abos in the famous din. So there, since the Hanah stems from the Achila, and the Achila is cut short because of Ein Ischal al Iser, so you can't say the Hanah is Chal, and then the Achila is automatically Chal. Say, Fakert. Say, nothing is Chal. Because the Hanah only comes from the Achila, and the Achila stopped in its tracks by Ein Ischal al Iser. That's the famous Nakud in the floor. So the Kash is, Mereinu, Rabbeinu, Harav, Rav Lecha Mishnah. Don't you know the Nakud in the floor? Never know, you're there. The Nakud in the floor, Pishnah. Pishma has creases with the people who don't know it, but they're cool in the floor. Everyone knows that. That's the cash. So the Prima Godim in the Sefer Rosh Yosef rose to the defense of the Lecha Mishnah. You think that he forgot the cool in the floor? Forget about it. He knew full well the cool in the floor. But he assumes, this is not the Prima Rosh Yosef, this is about Prima Godim, that the Lecha Mishnah understands that the cool in the floor is only true according to those who derive the Yisr Basa B'cholof from the Sochal Kol Toeva. The Gemara there in Kulin says the Sochal Kol Toeva, and the Gemara then extends it to Hanah, to Rabbi Avos, then, whenever it says the Sochal Echad Echilas Yisr Hanah, so there, the Nekud in the floor makes perfect sense, since Yisr Achila is primary and Hanah is secondary. However, we all know that the Rambam does not paskin the Sochal Kol Toeva. Rambam paskins the reason why a person is in violation of basa b'cholof. Says also vashel gedi b'chalei imo three times. It's the other day in the Gemara Masechta Chulin. Says the Rosh Yosef, if you derive it from also vashel three times, then the kuda and the flaw should be inoperative. Why? Because the Iser Hanah is not coming from the Iser Achila. No. The Isam Bishul three times, so it's independent. It's independent. The Kula of the Flora doesn't apply. The same does not apply to Kachim. Ad Kan Divrei HaRosh Yosef. A very brilliant answer to defend the Lecha Mishnah. The Fiani is Deity. It's not correct. Why is it not correct? The Fiani is Deity. The Fiani is Deity. The Rambam says both the Kula and the Flora by implication, as well as the derivation of Lo Sevashel three times in the same paragraph. Where is that found? Who knows? Who remembers? Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's why I brought it. Sefer HaMitzvahs. Servosai. Sefer HaMitzvahs. You have everything. All in one shot. In one place. The Sefer HaMitzvahs can be found. Rabosai. Mitzvahs. Lo Saseh. In the Rambam. Okay. He has Mitzvahs. Lo Saseh. Over here. Kuf Pei Vov. Kuf Pei Zayin. Kuf Pei Vov. We shouldn't cook basa b'cholof. Malchus. Kuf pei zayin, you shouldn't eat basa b'cholof. And you get malchus. He says, because lo sevash gedi a second time. Okay, fine. And you'll ask me, Akasha, what about the third time? Oh, my Rambam is a very smart man, right? It all comes from the same place. Chila, hana, bishul. So you'll ask me, Akasha, why did you, and he talks second person to this guy. He's quoting someone who's talking to the rabbi directly. Second person. They didn't speak to the rabbi in the third person those days. Le'ezah davar manisa iser achilas of iser vishul oshtei mitzvahs v'lo simna iser anasim mitzvah shlishis. The maksha asked me, Moshe ben Maimon, why do you count two and not three? Good maksha. I would love you, Talmidim, to be maksha like this. Ask, don't be yes men. Ask kashas against everything that I say. Then it'd be good Talmidim. And this anonymous maksha, or maybe this theoretical maksha, rhetorical maksha, and Rambam is describing. Always ask kashas against the Rebbe. Always. The Rebbe said that to be slugged up by the Talmid. That's it. Then we'll argue. I'm right. You're right. But we like the Mechamta Shel Torah. That's what Torah is all about. Zok the Heilige Rambam. Yeda ha-makshim. She'iser hano ein roi she'yumona b'tzmif ne'atzma. Ne'shehu v'yiser achila inyan echad. And it says over here as follows. Means, and he quotes the Gemara Pesachim, lo socha lo sochu lo yochol, echad yisa achila, echad yisa anava v'mashma. Okay, except for the veila, because the veila is the beferish. Fine. We understand very well. Achila no should not be counted as two. If I counted them as two, by basa b'chalav, so too by chometz and orlok, like kerem, should count. Well, that's too many misses. You overrun the 613. Fine. But one question is left. If that's the case, Rabosai, why is there a third lo savasha? This is be automatically derived, like all, like same as it's automatically derived in all other machalas and suras. What's the answer? The answer is it never says lo socha basa b'chalav. How does it lo socha basa b'chalav? You don't automatically say sabana. Never says so. If it never says so, the next pasuk is sabana. Now the question comes for keret. Kashin the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom. Why did you say lo savash b'chalav more than once? Once I understand. And it should have also said. Rabbi Nishalayim, it's a kasha on the Rabbi Nishalayim now. Lo sochal basa b'chalav. Do we have right to ask kasha on the Rabbi Nishalayim? Yes! Rabbi Nishalayim loves when he has kasha on his Torah. Not chas shalom, you have a chasar and amunah. But you want to understand, why did Rabbi Nishalayim write, lo sevashim di b'chalav imam. Lo sochal basa b'chalav. And well, no, like, you say to yourself five words. Rabbi said, of course, every letter counts. Zok de'helig aram has an answer to that too. He's now speaking on behalf of the Rabbi Nishalayim. Why he wrote it this way? Look what he says. She called Mash and Niska of Achila and Uchayav Ashi Yehonev Bachilasa in the Derech Achilasa on the Posach Piv Ubola Dover Ben Ari Surim or Achola Vuchama Shistro Grono Vyachiveu based on the Yoso etc. is put except for Posach Achola Vuchayav Achilasa even on any Hanos Shaloka Derech and Kalaya Kerem as well. Why? Because it doesn't say lo socha. That's everything fits into place. Mamish like a perfect puzzle called Shiva Sarabba. Only the problem is that the Rosh Yosef is wrong. Wrong. So comes the Lechemish is wrong. What can I do? I can't help it. I love the Lechemish. What can I do? It's against. And the Rosh Yosef's teretz is not a valid teretz. It's not a valid teretz. What can I do? I don't think it's correct. Based on the Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Rambam, Kein Nireh Li. Now, much of this can be found, Rabbi Osei, since we're not opening any Gemaras right now, much of it can be found in the Yad Avraham, just in Sif Aleph. I'm not going to read the whole thing, far from it. Just a little Yad Avraham, a small excerpt. The Yad Avraham is very, very long. Very long. He quotes the Rambam that I just read to you. Yesh Tzmoa, Shalokosav Shanenim Bibasav B'chol Vayoloka. Why not? It's not counted in the minyan of mitzvahs, right? Of course, Rabbi Magid says, whenever you have hanor, you never get malchus. Why? It's basa b'cholov. You get malchus shloka derech hanor. So how do you get out of this? That's the problem. Lochein nirali. The Rambam letamei. Look inside. This is very good. You should see inside. This is the Yad Avraham. We're about 15 lines down in the Maya Dish. Yeah, starts Gimel Pamim. The Masal Gimel Pamim. I'm about, I would say, a quarter of the way through. It's a very long piece. Okay? Rama Tame, the Sviole, the Choldova, the Osim, the Ribuya, the Kra, the Midrasha, and Lok and Olof, as the Magad Mishnahs and Kama Makomis. Now, if you want to see where the Kama Makomis are, on my side of my fancy Shulchan Aruch, it tells you where the Kama Makomis are. Three of Acholos HaSurus alone. Gimel, Vav, Hey, Yud, Aleph, Zayin, Tazayin. You see it there. You know what he compares it to? Everyone look it up? Everyone remembers? Compares the Chatzishir. Chatzishir we pass also in the Torah. It has to do with Yom Kippur. So then Yuma, but there's no Malchus. It's not Mefurish. Only a Dribri called Chelim, I guess maybe Yochaz and Seruf, here too. Because it's not Mefurish, there's no Malchus. Meshub Hochi, Bechol Machol, Sh'osav HaNoi, Enlok, Enal HaNosav. Sh'olok Siv, HaNosav, Beferish. The Ribuya, the Chomokah, Shenema Lo Sochol, etc. Echad Echad Echad. Fine. Ram Sesa Beferish. Ches Tetzvav. It's the Ika Kral, Yisra Achilas. Fine. No Magas and Anah. The Magad Mish, the Gimel, Vav, Beit Zeh of Tomei, etc. etc. Basu Becholav as well. Yisra Anah, Im Eino Inyan Lebishul Achila, Tehu Inyan Lehanah. Therefore there's no Malchus. Same as Klai Kerem. A whole story which we're not going to go into Klai Kerem right now. Oh. And then he says further. He says further about Sai. You know what? I'm going to skip the further because I'm out of time. That's you saw the Ika you saw here in the Yad Avraham, those are the famous Yisodas that we had spoken about. Very beautiful. Only one problem, and I'm not sure if you have what I have, and that is a sefer called the Beis Hillel. Anyone have my Shulchanoch? This fancy one?
No.
You probably don't have it. So look at the Shablot. If it doesn't have Beis Hillel, I'll have to read it to you myself. The Beis Hillel, Rabbi Osai, in Sifkot and Beis. In my edition, the fancy, beautiful Shulchanoch they have in the back. I mean, I've never heard of the Beis Hillel before. Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Naftali Hertz. I never heard of him. I'm a Maratza. I know what it is. But he's printed next to some very famous people. Chavas Das, Pri Chodosh. As he's printed in my Shulchanoch. I don't know if you have it in the green. I have my doubts. But Beis Hillel, obviously the famous Makaber, I don't know him, doesn't mean anything. His Beferish Gemara Rabbi Osai against the Rambam. But I mean black on white. Mamish black on white Gemara against the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? The guy's Mavashel Nevela Becholov, right? So he says, no, Nekuna Neflo. There's no Yisr HaAchila, because Enes Chal Yisr Bemela. No Easter Hanor to begin with. Frek the Heliger Beis Hillel, you Ramam are against a Gemara Mefureshes Mamish in Mesech Tuchulun. But I mean black and white. Black and white. You may recall, you look it up yourself if you want to look it up now. The Sugya, I think it's Kuf Yudal Beis, somewhere there. Huh? Yudal Beis. Whatever it is. The Gemara is a Mefureshes Gemara which says that how do we know? As it is, no. When it comes to Bosa B'cholov, where does it come from? Who said so? I read you the Beis Hillel. I'm sorry, Kuf Tes Vavamid Beis. The Ve'er Avolaz or Tanya. I'm reading it to you from Beis. So you're going to read it from the Gemara. Open up Kuf Tes Vavamid Beis. It's right before the first Marmak of the year. The famous that you ever know, Lo Sabashal three times. That's I think it's the Bay. Who's that? The Beis. Rabbi Shmuel. That's what we pass. There, but Lazar is different. What does he say? Well, Sokha called Nevela. Umbra, Torah. That's how the pasuk begins, but also don't remember. Who's the Balkari here? Lo Sokha called Nevela. Lagay Hashem Shirech at Nenem Achol Machol Nachik Yag Hashem 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 Lekecha Osev Ashki Bechol Eivim. It's all one pasuk. It's all one pasuk. Tasha 3a. Says the Heilig of Beis Hillel, according to the Gemara, Kufta Zom and Beis, Umbra Torah. Kshetim Kareno. When you sell the Nevela to the Goy, Lo to Vashlena Vesim Karen. So Rashi explains, the Sefer the Krok Silot Basa Bechalov, Lo to Vashlena Bechalov, in its milk, Bechalov, Vesim Karen, Alma Asur Bahano. End quote. End quote. Rabbi Say, checkmate against the Rambam. As the Mefurish of Pasuk, according to the Gemara Mefurish, some Kutsu Tanama Beis, as Mefurish, that there is what? Here's an Isur Hano, even when it comes to the din of what? Of Basa B'chol. I'm telling the cool in the floor. Benishlah. Yes.
Couldn't it be teaching you that there's an Isur Bishol?
No.
What? You saw the other Vashlana Vitim Karana. So
Vitim Karana, what's Tim Karana be? Don't sell it once you cooked it. Because if you sell it once it's cooked, you're having Hano from the sale. Clark.
Maybe it means not don't sell it after you cooked it, but if you're selling it, don't go ahead and cook it first because you might think that it's mutter b'bishol.
It doesn't want to be fresh, but many answer also about no. Look at the Gemara. I'm not mistaken. Be nine the b'shol shal sevano, no. Yeah, be fresh, black and white. Right. Yeah. So the Bari Ashulchan quotes his kasha. I should say chotos yavisi pashati. Why didn't I think of this kasha myself? Right. We should all say chatasi. Why only me? We're saying a lot of hashavnos these days. Everybody say, "Then add us to the hashavno." Hashavno. We didn't think of this kasha ourselves. At the Beis the Mefarshim Gemara against the Nakuda Nefla of the Rambam. The Tziyunim quoted over here in Sivkotan Samach Mefurishim Gemara. The Shemay Eshlitchol Tzvayosa. The Heliga Tziyunim of the Bali Shulchan. Why? The Dilma Kasover Rabbi Lazar. The Isra Chalal Isra. All right. There are certain Shittas and Tanar, the whole Isra Chalal Isra. That's a little bit of a Shver Teretz. We have no source in Shas, to my knowledge. Otherwise, you know it's your Shas. That says it has all the sways. It says kipta teretz. We don't have any source. I had a different teretz. And Yaakov, I made the following suggestion. The Lecha Mishnah is not right in what he said, but his principle is correct. What did Lecha Mishnah say? That the Nakuda Nifla is only right if it starts from Nisar Achil. He said limited to Lo Sochel Kol Toev. We saw Klor in Sefer Mitzvah, that's not true. It applies even if you're Lo Sevashik Odi three times. Why? Because the first one is Bishul, the second one is Achila, and Anah is derived from the Achila. Fine. However, Rabosai, if you'll tell me, like Abeleza said, that Issa Anah is a totally separate Rosh, Lo Sochal Kol Nevela, Lagerash and Mishareta Tanana Vachola, Lo Sevashlana Vachola, Vitim Karena. That's an independent din. Nothing to do with anything else. If it's an independent din, then in fact, the Nakuda Hat Nifla would not apply. Ah! So I did what? I took the Lecha Mishnah's Teretz. I took the Rosh Yosef's Teretz to Lecha Mishnah. I don't think it's correct to save the Lecha Mishnah. These go to the Mandomar, or Savash Khadij Kuan to the Rambam. It's really an Isser of Achila fundamentally. I know it only stems from that. But it is correct, the same Teretz. The Fiyah Mandamar Abul Ezra derives it from his new drasha of Lo Sivashlena Vesimkarena. That's an independent violation. And therefore, Abosai, I believe, we have a right to assume that Gemara is talking against the Rambam, against the Nakuda Nifla, but that Gemara Shalom Kalocha. We don't pass in that way. Fine. So therefore, Abosai, we hold Halacha that, well, I shouldn't say we. The Rambam holds, Halacha, the Kudah Nifla, that is no Yisr HaNoh. Very serious question. I once had the Shadi and told him, when someone wanted to sell dog food, Nevela. Dog food, Nevela. And it had Brad Cholov in it. Could you have HaNoh from selling this dog food of Nevela with Cholov? According to the Rambam, it's Mutter. Right? That is his Kudah Nifla. According to the other Poskim who disagree, it's Kudah Nifla, would be us. By the way, Rav Chana points us out that in Kovetz Aretz, that when we talk about Einis HaChalalisa, we usually think, so we've taught in yeshivas, that since the Gemara says Beferish and Yevamis, Nafkamina the Korva Be Mishor Gemurim, indicates we always understood that even if you say Einis HaChalalisa, only for the Onish, but the Isra itself really is Chal. The question becomes, if the Isra itself is Chal, what are we going to do with this Rambam? The Rambam says that since Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, there's no Yisr HaNoh. Why not? Let it be Chal without Malkus. There's never Malkus here anyway, no Yisr HaNoh in Rambam. Why shouldn't it be Chal? That's a very good kash. So the I think it's Rabbi Chanan who answers in Kovetz Aretz that according to the Rambam, Ein Yisr Chal Yisr means it's taka not Chal at all. Kipshuto. It's not Chal. I was not Chal. Why you call him a Rishon Gemurim? See, there's a different phrase. He says the Siba, the root cause for the Isser, is there. As a result of the root cause being there, the person is going to be buried amongst Rishon Gemurim. Fine. Now, Rabosai, we have to discuss, just if we can, a few more items in the remaining time. Ramo and Siv Gimel. The Nagu Lasos Chol of Mishkedim. Umenichim ba b'sar of hol v'enrak with rabbanim. Have a b'sar behema? Nope. Yesh laniach etzel acholav shkeidim. Mishum maris ha'ayin. Wow. 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 Amazing din. Amazing din. What does the shach say over here at Bosai in Sivkot and Vav? The shach at Bosai in Simon Pei Zayin. Sivkot and Vav and commenting on this Ramah in Siv Gimel, the Shach says as follows. The Shach says, wait a minute. Shach says, says like this. He says, Sarov is Rabbonim. Okay. Says like this. Must you talk about case of Bishul? No Bishul, even Sar Behemoth, no Darais. It's a Torah Skatis. Fine. And the question becomes, but Don't we seem to say elsewhere, you have to be machi even by the rabbanans? But tashi shapasak, tafila b'dumida the rabbanan, chayshin the marasai become a duchti. Quotes the Gemara b'sech the Shabbos, dafnun dalan amid beis, but chinga marasai, the rabbanan the gedin, and bekachumemkach is the rabbanan, and other places tosun ksubis, mida rabbanan chayshin the marasai, and therefore thinks the Rambam is wrong. Just that the Shachas the Rambam is wrong. Even Bisarov, we have to worry about Maris Ay. Says the Prima Godin on this Shach, the Prima Godin says that the Shach and Ramah is wrong. How can we allow the holy Ramah to be wrong? How can it be? The Shach says it's Osir. Yisra Rabbah Nami Shach Maris Ay. He says, no, not so simple. What does he say? Goes to a whole discussion. He says, he says over here. Second, he wants to say, Ima Behema, there's no Easter without Bishul. So it's a double Rabbanan. Number one, it's Oaf. It's always Rabbanan. Number two, there's no Bishul. So a double Rabbanan, we are Mekel. That's what he seems to say over here in the pre-Megardim. Look in the Sefer called Nachlas Tzvi. This is the Sefer by the author of Pischei Tshuva. You all have it. It's every single, it's printed. It starts with the words of Nagel. Shach, Marshal, even Rabbanan. Yeah. Any maven asks them what they want. Vadegam Ramah moded afilu b'drabbanan chashin lemarasayim. Tamaduch. Haynu dachke b'maras ayin gomur shubifnei haroin. Mashen ken hocha the maras shemivashal b'beiso. V'ein chash leisur ragmasham the kaimalon. The chomokam shasu chachamim b'shemaras ayin afilu b'chad v'chadara masur. V'ze eino ela b'midido raisa. Beautiful answer. He says, when it comes to Chad v'Chadarim, they only answered Amili the Oraisa. A very fascinating concept, which is found over here in the Nachlas Tzvi. So he gave his own answer. Not that it's a double Drabbana, as the pre-Megadim seems to imply, but no, it's Chad v'Chadarim. Chad v'Chadarim, they never answered something which is only, a worst case scenario, a Drabbana. That's what he suggests. If you look at the other poskim, they give different suggestions for also in this matter. The Bar Hetev in Sivkot and Zion. You all have Bar Hetev in Sivkot and Zion. He has a bit of a discussion here. Take a look. Bar Hetev, Sivkot and Zion. Okay. On the words Levasho. Okay. Goes to a whole discussion process like this. Ramah Ari Bechol Asif Bebishul V'lo Bachila. The whole Siv is talking about Bishul. What's the Shail? The Rashba says also Levashul Bechol of Isha because of Marasayim. He didn't say also Levashul Bechol of Tumeo Lechadchila. Ayat has in Shas that it's Mutal Bebishul Bahano is a Mutal Legamre and by Bishul there's no Marasayim only by Achila. Oh no, the Shas Matan Bishul means Medina, but there is a Marasayan problem. Therefore, says the Barhet, when it comes to Oaf with Cholov Shkedim, Lo Chashin and Shem Yavar Isser Klal, Levashim Besar Shor Im Cholov, Im Lo Shiyitu Betar Vayim. You need two mistakes. Number one, this Besar Oaf is Besar Shor. Number two, Cholov Shkedim is Cholov Gomer. Two mistakes, we're not worried about two mistakes. This explains why there are Ramah's Mekel over here. The final Nekuda Rabosai, and I have to stop with this, I did not quite finish Sivav. You know what we can say? We finished Sivav in the Mechaber. It's not in the Ramah. So we resume in Mitzvah, what is it, 2 weeks from Thursday? Am I correct? It's so long? Anyway, we're going to start with the Ramah and Sivav. But before we go, the Beurim of the Bari HaShulchan talks about Shemen Egos Kakis. Cocoa, that's coconut milk. I'm pretty sure. Coconut milk, that was very famous in those days. Because now the sparse in Ba'olam, there's no marasayin anymore. So he discusses the question nowadays. Mashka stomi. Stomi means it is like it means parva. Hadoma lecholof. Minchema from tzmacha. We call that margarine, right? It's not the case. Since it's so common, there's no marasayin anymore. He's only bothered by a certain word. The word that's bothering him is the word v'nohagu, right? Nohagu lasos. It means it's pretty common. And the Tazlis is even more common. So he's bothered by this a little bit. But halacha lemaisa, it seems to me that in the olden days when they first came out, the coffee rich, as it used to be called, who knows, 40 years ago, this fancy, super fancy caterers would have these gleaming pots and gleaming pitchers and everything gleaming. And some ugly looking coffee rich container on every single table. But they wanted to serve it after for the coffee at the end of the meal. Because the Rabbanan Paschal, it's Marasai. Today, has anyone ever seen such a thing in your memory? No. It's a fleishig meal, they're serving coffee. That there's something which is white, it's on the table in a gleaming pitcher. Rabbeinu Shalel, what's going on over here? The answers became so common, there's no Marasai anymore. Especially if it's after the meal, it's only a question of 6 hours, we spoke about it, we'll get to that later. For both, I want to wish everybody a Gemar Chasim Matova, should only have a wonderful year of good health, and Hatzlacha, and Nachas, and Brachos.